to friendship, to love and to happiness. May we all be plentiful. Cheers. Cheers. Ah, oh, this is nice. Good drinks, good food, good music, and good people. It's always great seeing everyone together. We don't do this enough. Yep, the whole gang's here. Well, almost everyone. She was here just a moment ago. I need to find her. Tonight's the night. It's been months now. Months that I've needed to tell her, and I'm ready now. I'm ready. God. It's been months of agonizing suppression, pretending that I haven't been irrefutably, deeply and desperately in love with you. Pretending that my heart doesn't race when I look at you. I've even pretended to be supportive when you would go on those dates with other guys. And I was always there to listen when things didn't work out with them. But I had to pretend that my heart wasn't breaking for you, and when I would see you cry over them. Months of this burning desire to kiss those perfect lips. I've only dreamt of the moment. And now I need you to know. Tonight, I will tell you how I feel. I just need to figure out where you are. Where the hell are you? Are you in here? No, not in here. Come on, princess. Where are you hiding? No, not in here either. Maybe a peek outside. She might be in the backyard. Ah! There you are. What are you doing out here all alone? I only spent the entire evening looking for you. Okay, that may have been a slight exaggeration. But I found you. So, what are you doing out here by yourself, beautiful? Ah, admiring the sunset. A close time being my favourite time of day. The other being dawn. There's just something magical about the shift from day to night, night to day. Everything feels a little heightened, but at the same time it feels calm, you know? Yeah, it just feels like anything could happen. Listen. I need to talk to you about something. Oh, no, everything's fine, nothing's wrong. You haven't done anything to upset me. I promise. I'm not upset with you. There's no reason to be. Silly girl. Listen to me. Listen. We've known each other for a long time now. We've become so close. We've shared our faults, our deepest and darkest of secrets, our fears. You know things about me that I've never told anyone else. I've never felt so safe before to confide so deeply in that of another person. You never once judged me. Never. You've been so kind and so supportive, so giving. I'm so happy to have met you. And I'm so happy to call you my friend. My best friend, really. I'm your best friend too. Well, I'm very happy to hear that. You mean so much to me. I would do anything for you. You know that, right? Come here, princess. I have to admit, though, as happy as I am being your best friend, and I consider myself truly, truly blessed to have you, I have deeper feelings for you. I'm in love with you. I'm sorry if this may seem a little sudden, but I've been feeling like this for a good long while now, and it has taken just as long to get up the courage to tell you. It's true. I love you. And if I don't kiss those perfect lips right now, I will regret it for the rest of my existence. I have waited so fucking long to kiss you. You up? You've been waiting for me to kiss you. What are you talking about? How long? For as long as I've been in love with you? What? Huh? Just as long, huh? Wait, you love me. Well, I'm starting to think that I should have said something much, much sooner. Hey, give me your hands, Princess. I promise that I will do everything in my power to make you the happiest woman in this world. I will be good to you. I will take care of you. I will protect you. I'll support you in everything you do. I'll be there for you. Always. For so long I've wanted you to be mine. My heart belongs to you. Will you be my girl? I am the luckiest man in the world. I almost forgot there was a party going on back there. Should we join them, or shall we just stay out here and watch the stars come out? Good decision, Princess.